Hello everyone, welcome to Support for Crohn's. I'm Anya and today I'm not just the founder of Support for Crohn's, but also someone who has personally battled Crohn's disease. I was diagnosed at 16 years old and today I want to share my journey with you in hopes that it will inspire and support others facing similar challenges. I was diagnosed at 16, now I'm 17 years old, so it's been 1 year. It all started in my junior year of high school, a time that should have been filled with friends and preparation for the future. Instead, I faced unexpected severe abdominal pain, fatigue, and other debilitating symptoms that made even daily tasks difficult. After numerous doctor visits and tests, the diagnosis was clear: Crohn's disease. Hearing that at 16 was terrifying. I didn't fully understand what it meant for my life moving forward. And adjusting to the Crohn's disease wasn't easy. First off, many people didn't understand what Crohn's disease was, but that was one issue. The second one was that the disease demanded significant changes, starting with my diet. Foods that I once enjoyed freely and that my friends enjoyed freely in front of me, like pizza, ice cream, and various snacks, were suddenly off the table. Literally off the table, like I could not have it. Navigating this new dietary landscape was a trial of its own. I had to learn about ingredients, nutrition, and food preparation, all while dealing with the daily challenges of being a teenager. And I had never done this before. Each meal became a careful balancing act, trying to avoid everything that could trigger a flare-up, and that could possibly even land me in the hospital. Then there were steroids. The side effects were harsh and immediate. I dealt with mood swings that made my days very unpredictable and very difficult to manage. Weight gain, weight loss, changes in my appearance, all of this added another layer of stress. As a teenager, when you're already so aware and, you know, insecure about how you look, these changes felt like adding insult to injury. Yet these treatments were necessary to manage my symptoms and prevent severe complications. It was a constant struggle, balancing the benefits of these medications with their side effects. I had to stay vigilant, communicate often with my doctors, and adjust treatment as needed to keep life as normal as possible. Throughout all this, the support from my family, friends, and the hospital was very valuable. They helped me manage my condition, maintain a semblance of normalcy amidst the chaos of high school life and chronic illness management. Their understanding and adjustments to their lifestyles to accommodate my condition were a cornerstone of my journey through those tough times. However, it was still very, very, very difficult to convince people in school that the reason why I was missing classes was because I was in the hospital getting blood work done or trying out a new steroid and therefore had to stay at home, because many were unaware that Crohn's disease was a disease that existed. So despite these hardships, I found a way to cope. I learned about my condition, connected with others going through similar struggles, and started to see food as a form of medicine. Gradually, I found a diet that worked for me, reducing flare-ups and helping me feel better. However, not before 2 or 3 months passed by. I also realized the importance of mental health, because stress was such an important factor that contributed so much to flare-ups. I sought support not just from doctors, but also from counselors, peers. It was essential to keep my spirits up and, you know, stay engaged with life, my daily activities, despite the disease. And my experience with Crohn's during those crucial high school years, they were a turning point. It's why I started Support for Crohn's. It was very difficult to tell people what Crohn's disease was without them ever hearing about it. Many of them even stated that what I was saying was false. I wanted to ensure that no one had to go through this journey alone and that everyone has access to the resources and the support they need. Thank you for listening to my story today. If you're struggling with Crohn's or know someone who is, remember, you're not alone. We're here to help and fight this together at Support for Crohn's. Visit our website or connect with us on social media. Let's fight this together. Take a look at my blogs page to get more information on what Crohn's disease is and where you can find more information about it. Thank you for listening.